As we begin today, there's going to be some messages. I'm doing a series next month, and it will be all be about the new year and getting ready for the new year and looking at some things in our lives that we can maybe do a little better at. You know, sometimes we have... I don't know about you, but I know there's things that I got to work on. So, and I know that for me, it's important that I address them and that I'm able to focus on them and hopefully with the Lord's help, get better at. But as we start today, you know, I want to start. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, hon. She always knows what I need. Yeah, my throat just went dry all of a sudden. You know, I want to talk. I know I shared a little bit downstairs an illustration about children. And as many of you know, my ministry started with children. So this morning, I'm going to start with something about children. Okay, but there's something profoundly moving about the moments when a child's understanding begins to expand. You know, imagine a child gazing at the stars, asking a lot of three-year-olds, I think it's around three-year-olds, why? They always ask the why questions. Why? Why does this happen? Why does that happen? Why do we have to do, why, right? That they're always very inquisitive. Remind us of growth as beginning in Bible college. I took a lot of growth and so, you know, we're still growing, you know, adults grow. Okay, and sometimes, but these first big questions remind just limited to questions, though. It's woven into every milestone of life. So riding a bike for the first time. Do you remember when you rode a bike? Solving maybe a challenging puzzle, or even learning to forgive someone who's hurt you. It is a step. As believers, growth is at the heart of our faith journey. And today's scripture from Luke 2 draws us into a pivotal moment. Why? Well, you'll see here in a second. Okay. But at 12 years old, Jesus wasn't just asking questions. He was engaging in deep spiritual. How are we growing spiritually? Are we seeking God? With his purposes. If Jesus, the Son of God, how much more should we? So let's go ahead and turn to Luke chapter 41. And we're going to discover 2 verse 41. Every year, years old, they went up to the festival according to the custom. After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. They went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answer. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated this house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart, with hearts open to receive the wisdom and truth found. Boy, thank you for the example he sets for us in seeking your presence. listening intently, and growing in wisdom and favor. Lord, just as Mary and Joseph searched anxiously for their son, we too long to find you in the midst of our busyness and distractions. Help us to pause, to seek your face, and to dwell in your presence, knowing that in your house there is guidance, wisdom. Live in obedience and find favor with you and those around us. May this time together draw us closer to you and inspire us to live lives fully committed to your will. So the narrative here begins with a beautiful picture of faithfulness. Every year, Mary, Joseph, and Jesus journeyed to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. This was more than a family tradition. It was a demonstration of their deep commitment to God. But something extraordinary happens during this visit among their traveling group for 3 days. 3 days! Right? Has no idea where he's at. His earthly parents, rightly so, put yourself in their shoes, you'd probably be anxious just like they were. And they're looking and they're searching only to find in the things of God. Now, this moment reveals the intentionality of Jesus. Really, being a Christian is about being intentional. Even as priorities were clear before anything else, Now, Jesus didn't have video games, but before anything else, he didn't go out and play with the other kids. No. Before he even started getting ready for the day, what did he do? He sought God. Just as Jesus intentionally sought his Father's presence, we must ask ourselves, how intentional are we in seeking God amid the busyness of our lives? Spend 15 minutes talking to the Lord and with something, right? Oh, lifting three sets right off the bat, do you? Hurt yourself. Well, the same thing goes for spending time with God. You need to start somewhere, right? You need to start a habit, right? And beginning a habit, start small. 15 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Give it some time. Read a paragraph. Ask the Lord, what is it that you're saying in the word to me? Maybe you have some prayer requests to give to him at that time, just to see if you can hear his still small voice. It's there. Be intentional about this every day. Make a notebook you don't have to get one of those nice journals that if you go ask a little girl about a diary, they'll tell you exactly. They're not going to tell you what they put in it, but they'll tell you how they write in it. But the things that you want to put down in a journal when you have a relationship with the Lord, teach you about that. Because our mind, and then we say, well, God hasn't answered any prayer for me lately. Then we go back in our journal, we go, oh, wait a second. He did. He answered there. Oh, and he answered there. And yeah, he answered even there. Connect with God. But we have to be intentional about it. So too often, what crowd out our space for prayer, for worship, and for scripture. Yet Jesus shows us his presence with the same passion. Have with whatever that is that your passion, how your spiritual life would be. You know, leading a revival that demanded much of his time and energy, Wesley's mornings began with extended hours of prayer and study. All right. But he offered to do it. See, Wesley's life, like Jesus's, challenges seeking God's presence naturally leads to a desire for deeper understanding, an aspect of growth that we see in the next part of the passage. And Joseph finds Jesus. He's not just sitting passively in the temple, right? He's not just engaging with the teachers, asking questions, listening attentively. And a man years old teaches us that growth in wisdom requires, here it is, intentional engagement with God's word. So let's pause here and reflect on how we engage and seek wisdom. Or do we settle for surface level? Would probably agree with the same thing. There is no stupid question. All questions are valuable. You know, how are you going to grow in wisdom? Our understanding of Scripture. Meditate on God's truth and allow them to shape us. Key leader, first general superintendent, often urged believers to search the Scriptures diligently. For knowledge, it's about us align with God's purposes, a vital step in our spiritual growth. Luke chapter 2, verses 48 to 50, aligning with God's purposes. So when Mary and Joseph confront Jesus here, his response is, must be in my Father's house. As such, but that was a gentle and profound, eat in my Father's house. Even as he knew that his ultimate purpose was tied to God's plans, not merely human expectations. Living our lives with God's purposes isn't always easy. I'm going to tell you, when I received my call to preach, it didn't happen that way. Took a lot of time in college studying. You know, bumps in the road. It was confirmed over and over. Sometimes we've got to do some work. But it's essential for growth. Is growing easy? I knew a kid that was in my children's church down in Wasilla who physically, he was growing faster, very fast, for his age, if you will. He's very tall now. And I know that you've heard of growth pains. They're real. Pain. Because he was growing so fast. Ooh, spiritual pains. We go through that. We go through time. But it's essential for growth. So how can we begin aligning our priorities with his today? See, aligning with God, it means surrendering our own plans. And we do have plans, don't we? We have daily plans. Helping Alaska, I mean, I've told you this, what we do is we spend the first part of the day and then going around and saying what time that we spend every day as a team. It's a ministry team there at Helping Alaska. And it really begins our day off on the right foot because we're focused on God. Focused on God. See, it requires obedience and trust. It means surrendering our own plans, His will, not ours. Like Jesus, we must... I've told you about when I started playing guitar. That's out of my comfort zone, okay? Yeah, I picked it up several years ago. I like to sit. I'm not a guitar player. Pastor, you're the one who is leading the church. You need to do it. If you don't have somebody, do it. I guarantee you, if I got somebody who knows how to play guitar, I am not going to be up here. That's the first thing I'm letting go of, guaranteed. So I'm doing this preaching in my comfort zone. I've gotten used to it, if you will. And I believe sometimes things aren't going to be comfortable. He's not going to give you that warm, fuzzy blanket. William Carey, often called the father of modern missions, embodied this alignment, sharing the gospel in India. Carey's obedience to God's call reminds us that true growth often involves let's see how Jesus' holistic growth sets the pattern for our lives. In Luke chapter 2, verses 51 to 52, that passage, turned to Nazareth, submitting to his parents, and grew in wisdom, stature, and favor with God and others. This holistic growth streak. New year, let's spiritual growth. Deepen your relationship with God through. To do that, get in Sunday school. You can get tired of me saying that, but I'm telling you right now, if you want to know and learn more about God, it's important. Or anything like that, that's between you and God, okay? But what I will tell you is care for your body as a temple of the Holy Spirit. Care for your body, do. Not supposed to be eating sugar. On different medications. How did I get like that? Poor choices. They were my choices. No one forced me. No one twisted my arm. They were my choices. We talked about good choices and bad choices this morning, didn't we? In Sunday school. And I have to take medication probably for the rest of my life. I'm getting there. It's getting better. But I know that I can do better with God's help. I can't do it on my own. I need relational growth. Cultivate love, peace, and understanding in your relationships. Brother, sister. You know, they're married or they got a girlfriend or a boyfriend. What if, this is a thought, what if instead of focusing solely on in wisdom and favor as Jesus did? I know there's a statistic on how many those resolutions. Actually come to be. I don't know how many times I've went on a diet trying to lose that weight and get in shape. And, you know, we might lose a couple pounds, but then what happens? It's like bad habits come back and we start eating the wrong foods again. It's like I was saying in Sunday school, everything on the outside of the aisles, that's the good food. Don't go in the aisles. Okay. You know, what if we did? What if we focused solely on external goals? You know, I talked about gratitude and how we do that at Helping Alaska. Well, here's another journal idea, just an idea, just a thought. But maybe even a Bible reading plan, and almost every Bible, it's usually towards the end of the Bible, towards the back, as after I get through the concordance, does not. Again, they're usually towards the back of the Bible, where some of the biblical characters were at the time. Here we go. Right here, 365-day reading plan. That would be great for if everybody did something like that. You can find it if you have a phone version Bible app. If you put in and search for YouVersion Bible app, it's been around for a while now. Because I remember right around when it first came out, I was promoting it in on the district with men. And getting men to read the Bible more. And on it, there are devotionals on there. There are reading plans, a recap. And it's a lady that designed it. And it's really good. It comes with videos and it comes with discussion questions. It comes with, reading, and of course, reading the word on the timeline. That's how you study it. So, you start in Genesis, but then, so it's a growth plan. It can help you stay on track. Okay. Luke 2:41-52 offers us as an example. Let's resolve to grow in ways in the coming year. Maybe, just maybe, attending Sunday school on a weekly basis, that'd be great. Because then what happens, what you should be doing daily, says iron sharpens iron. When you engage deeply with Scripture, with others, realigning your priorities. Each step brings us closer to the life God desires for us. So as we end today, as we step into a new year, we prioritize your presence. Help us to people who reflect your love and truth. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for coming.